There's a lot of focus in the dating community, in the pickup community, as well as the seduction community around getting phone numbers and making out with girls. But that's really just a means to an end at the end of the day. Really what we're all going for here in the big picture is getting a powerful relationship with a woman that we can be with often. Not just sleep with once, not just hook up with once, not just meet and then throw away like a paper cup. But not every girl that you meet is going to be the one you want to be with. And you're still going to want to be able to take it to the next level with her anyway to find out if you do want to continue or not. And I think a lot of guys, including myself, whenever I first started out with this, get stuck on something specifically. They can get in. Eventually, you know, they approach enough women to where they get numbers. They get numbers, they hang out with the girl, and they, you know, smooth talk, and they do their thing, and they get to make out with her. And then they start to get in a sexual level, and they really can't take it from making out to having sex. So the question here that I want to answer today is, how do you go from making out with a girl to actually having sex with her? And I mean, like, if you are, you know, at a bar and it's nighttime, or if you're at, you know, a cafe or something, how do you take her from making out with you, being playful, being fun, and then going to the bathroom, getting her so turned on that she wants to go to the bathroom and fuck you right there? How do you do that? Now, the good news is that there's a system for this, obviously. There's a way to do it, pretty much everything. And there's a way that works for most women. It won't work for every woman, but it'll work for most women. I'm going to tell you a technique, a simple way that you can make sure that if she is ready to go to that level of going to the bathroom and really get turned on, that you actually take it there and bring her to that level with you. I have done this countless times with women. It's very impressive to a lot of other guys, though when you start doing it, it won't be that impressive anymore. It just kind of becomes who you are and it's just what you do. But I can tell you that nothing will impress your friends more than walking into a bar, hooking up with a girl, and then taking her to the bathroom and then coming out later after maybe 15 minutes of being in there. Now, there's lots of different sort of loopholes that you're going to know, you can know about, but nothing really works as well as something extremely straightforward that I've tested over and over and over again and found gets the best results. Now, over time, I have spent a lot of time screwing up. I've spent most of my life learning from trial and error, and I didn't know that anyone else was teaching anybody how to do this stuff or how to be better with women. And because of that, I came up with a lot of really revolutionary concepts because I wasn't building up off of what other people had already put together. Now, this concept here, no one taught me, and I sort of stumbled upon it, and I hope it's new to you. If it's not new, I hope that you remember how powerful it really is. And there are lots of other techniques you can use, but let me just jump into what you can and should do, in my opinion, if you do want to take it to a sexual level with her as soon as possible, and you don't want to wait around and sort of make out with her and then have her lose interest and then walk off. You see, the first thing you have to understand is that women make out with a lot of guys. Making out with a woman is not the same as a guy making out with a woman as a guy. When women make out with guys, especially very attractive ones, can make out with a guy and then turn around, go to another bar and make out with another guy and not think twice about it. It's not a big deal for a woman. It's kind of like the female version of a handshake for a lot of girls. But for a guy, making out with a girl is a very big difference. You know, a lot of guys feel like they don't have as many options. They don't get the opportunity to make out with as many women as they really want to. And so when they do make out with a girl, it's easy to get kind of wrapped up and think that, oh my God, this is definitely going to lead to sex. But if you've gotten to the point where you are making out with a lot of women and you are hooking up with them sort of randomly, especially in public when you first meet them, then you run into a problem. And the next problem, which I consider to be a high quality problem, is that it's really hard to take it from making out with her to having sex with her in that moment. Though her buying temperature, quote unquote, is kind of really high and she's turned on and she's getting sexual with you. She's getting turned on by you. She's feeling you, definitely. And she definitely is into you and she wants to hook up with you. But the problem then becomes logistical. How do you get her out of the bar? How do you convince her to go somewhere else with you? How do you convince her to be sexual with you right then and there? And my suggestion to you is not to convince her to do that. Instead, my suggestion to you is to make her feel like she wants to do that, like she wants to go to the bathroom and she wants to fuck you right there. And the way to do this is not to say it, not to say anything. It's all body language. Let me explain why it's more powerful to use body language. Body language is something that we learn in our subconscious minds. Think back whenever you think of a little kid. What's the first thing they do as a form of communication? It's mimicking. Well, they mimic someone. They see someone pointing, so they learn how to point. And then when they point at something, they get it, right? They smile, You know, you smile, they smile back, they get something good. You know, you treat them well. This is how we learn as children, as our first form of communication. So once we go past this, the cool thing about learning subconscious behaviors like this, like body language, is that they live in your subconscious mind after that. So now all of our body language is read by our subconscious minds. We see it with our eyes, but it bypasses our logical brain and runs straight to our emotions. Now, because of this, it's sort of the only way, the only thing that we can use besides vocal tonality, which is like how you say something and your voice and the way that your inflection in your voice. It's the only way that you can skip all the logical parts of all this conversation and talking to women and speak directly to her emotions and get her to feel sexually attracted to you, to get her to actually be turned on to you. If you've ever tried to convince a girl to do something and convince her to come back to your place, you probably found that it's not a very easy thing to do. Women don't tend to fall, quote unquote, fall for things like that. So instead, you want to get it very visceral. You want to turn it back to maybe caveman times, and you want to bring out your sexual power in a way that's very dominant and a way that is also very respectful of her personal space. But in this case, if you're already making out with her, maybe you're going at it for a couple seconds here and like you're really getting into it. I wouldn't say in the first 5 seconds. I would wait. If you're making out with her, make sure you're making out with her for more than a minute before you go ahead and do this. Two things you have to do and you have to keep in mind while you're trying to make this happen. The first thing is that you have to assert your dominance in a lot of ways at one time. There are lots of different ways to assert dominance. One of the easiest ways to do it is to actually take her from one part of the bar or wherever you are to another part. So actually take her by the hand. You know, don't just like yank her around or drag her, but you are going to walk in front of her and kind of have your hand behind you, and you're going to have her by the hand, and you're sort of pulling her from one place to another. Now, if she's resisting, let go. Don't try to pull her. But if she's coming with you, just start, keep walking. It doesn't matter where you go. Just go to another part of the bar that's different from the place that you were just a minute ago. What this does is it allows a woman to sort of mentally reset. So what she can do is she says, well, everyone over there saw me making out with this guy, but now I walked over to a new part of the bar and no one here knows how I know this guy. So for her, in her mind, no one around her is judging her. If someone sees her walk up to a guy or sees a guy walk up to her, she starts making out with him and then she goes to the bathroom with him. She's afraid. A lot of women are afraid they're going to be labeled as sluts when they do this. So you don't want that to happen. You don't want to sort of set off her slut meter, so to speak. You want to make it so that it's comfortable for her. She feels comfortable enough to go to the bathroom with you or go home with you or whatever. And the only way to do that is to remove all the social implications and social judgments around her. Now, there are a lot of social judgments for women. There aren't very few social judgments for men. We have very few things to worry about. We can fuck 10 women and no one calls us a slut. Well, from those people, most part, no one calls us a slut. I actually had an ongoing poll that was shot up on AOL News of about, I don't know how it's 3,000 or 4,000 people voting on whether or not they thought I was a slut. but that's neither here nor there. That's different. I don't really care, but to a woman, that could be something that could really be detrimental to her social standing. So this is a very bad thing. It's kind of like someone calling you a pussy or a wimp or a coward. This is the female version of someone calling guys a coward or a pussy. So it's a really big deal. You don't want to be called that. She doesn't want to be called that either. So what you have to do is you have to allow her to feel like that sort of slut meter has been reset so that she feels she can take it to the next level with you and she doesn't feel afraid to do that. She doesn't feel like she's being judged. So take her to a new area, a new part of the bar, whatever it is. And then when you start making out with her there, you're going to be making out with her face to face, obviously, and you're going to have your arms around her. Take her by the hand and put her hand on your hip for a second. And as you're pulling her closer and you're making out furiously at this point, like you're making out a lot and she's really into it, slide her hand from your hip over to your crotch. And I know this is really might seem really risky, but do it. Slide her hand from your hip over to your crotch and watch her reaction. I've had, the first time I tried this, I was blown away by the kind of reaction I would get from a woman whenever I took it straight sexual right there. Now, here's one thing. A lot of women are used to men grabbing them, but they're not used to men making them grab him. So a man making her grab him. So when it happens, a lot of women feel like all the social implications, all the thoughts in her head, all the questions, all the fears sort of dissipate completely, and she turns into a sexual machine. She turns into this sort of sex-crazed monster for you, especially if you jump from making out with her like that and then you make it purely sexual at that point. As soon as she grabs your cock, essentially at this point, she starts feeling your crotch, If she is still positively making out with you, take her by the hand, walk somewhere else, and just walk straight to the bathroom, and you can do whatever you want to do in the bathroom with her there. As long as she's comfortable with you doing it, you can do it there. I've taken things to a level that I never thought were possible by using this very simple tweak, and there are a lot of other lesser-known tweaks that women and men don't know that actually play to this psychology, this subconscious desire that we all have to be able to have sex casually without putting a lot of, you know, social rules around the sex. So my suggestion to you is to try this one technique. Try it in a few different ways. If it works out for you, awesome. If you can't really work it out, come back and try a different one. And there are lots and lots of different techniques. If you want to learn more, I have a few free videos you can check out. Just go ahead and type in the email address that you use to get this article, and you'll see an email there, a couple videos that I teach about getting over women's tests that they give you. Because sometimes when you do this, they may give you a test, and you have to know what to say in order to pass that test to really be able to take it to the next level. And then it'll also teach you some of the biggest mistakes, seven biggest mistakes to be exact, that most men fail and don't get to the next level. Because what women do is they're with you until you screw up. And as soon as you screw up one time, then they're gone. They go on to the next guy. So you have to know exactly what to do. A woman has to feel like you know her better than she knows herself. Otherwise, she won't trust you to go into bed with her in the first place. So you have to know women. You have to know exactly what to expect. And you have to know exactly what to say back whenever she tests you and whenever you are in a certain situation. You have to know how to avoid the biggest mistakes that they make, that most guys make, in order to stand out at the top 2% of men that she's ever seen or been with. When you get that top 2% spot in her mind, then you have sort of free range to do whatever you want to with her. She'll open up completely to you. She will sort of be your sex slave. She'll get interested in you. She'll be very excited to be around you. It's, you know, of course, you know, this doesn't work on every single girl. Like I said, some girls will resist this. And if they do, I want you to back off. I want you to go, okay, step back, pull her to another part of the bar, start making out with her again, and then maybe she has to leave. Maybe you have to go to a different place. Maybe she doesn't feel comfortable going into a dirty bathroom. Some women are not comfortable with that, and you know what? You can go back to your place. You can go back to her place. It's not a big deal, but at this point, you sort of jumped over the sexual barrier so far that taking it back to that point again is going to be very, very easy moving forward. So try it out next time you're making out with a girl if you want to take it to a sexual level, and go ahead and check out those videos that I have for you as well. Tell me what you think. I look forward to seeing your reactions and seeing your different responses from using this technique.